Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to walk into a business to make a sale. It's really simple, but you know what? One of the things that just cracks me up about sales training is that sales training is usually made by salespeople who, you know, used to be really good at selling 20 years ago, and now they make these like big philosophical ideas. And don't get me wrong, I love it. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tom Hopkins and Brian Tracy and even Grant Cardone, some of his stuff I like, you know, so I like it. But you know, the funny thing about it is that a lot of times it's just not very practical, and there's so much that they leave out. Like, you know, I actually was out in the field this last week, and one of the things that really struck me that's interesting is how much there is to know about just how to walk into a business. You know, what do you do when you walk in and there's customers there? You know, like, do you interrupt? Do you like just stand around? Do you like, you know, stalk the manager? What do? You know, when the customer leaves and there's a customer behind you, do you let them go? You know, like, what do you do? It's really, really interesting. So I'm going to talk to you today about this, and I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things I'm terrible at. You can ask my business partner, you can ask my wife, you know, there's a lot of weaknesses that I have. When it comes to walking into a business, I doubt you will find very many people that are better at it than I am. Honestly, of the businesses that I've walked into in the last week, not one of them has asked me to leave. Not one of them has been even negative. Not one single business that I've walked into out of the, I don't know, 150 or so, none of them have been negative about it at all. And so I do know how to do this really, really well. So let me tell you what I do and just kind of share my experience of walking into a business and how I make it work. So the first thing I do is when I walk into the business, I always, always, always walk into a business like a customer. I get myself in the mental mindset of a customer, always, okay? And the first thing that I say is always something that a customer would say, without fail. So when I walk in, I'm not carrying anything. I have my, I can't see here, but I got my one hand in my pocket where I have my business card so that I can quickly pull a business card out, and my other hand out of my pocket, and I walk in. And when I walk in, I first walk in and look around. Now, let me tell you why this matters. This is so important. It's a little detail. Boy, it really, really matters. When you walk in and start looking around, guess what the manager is thinking? They think that you are a potential customer that's looking around, and they get into this mode where they want to come to you and they want to try to sell you on one of their products and services. And it just puts them in a very, very different mindset. One thing, you know, if you walk in super confident and you just like walk right up to the counter, hi, I'm James Shepherd, you know, I'm here to sell you something. That doesn't work nearly as well. I walk in and almost kind of like sheepish a little bit, and I just kind of walk in, I'm like looking around, you know, everything. And then usually I wait for them to say something first. So usually they're going to say, can I help you with something? Or are you trying to find something? And when they say that, I always say exactly the same thing. I say, wow, you know, this is really a nice place. I didn't even realize this was here. I don't think I've ever been in here before. How long have you guys been in business? And so I start with something that a customer would say. That kind of gets a conversation going about their business. I still haven't even pulled my business card out yet. They don't even know I'm there to sell them something. They think I'm a customer. So we start to have a little bit of rapport, and then it's very difficult for them to switch gears from that to saying, get out of here, we don't want anything, you know? So I talk to them just, and I mean, I'm talking about literally 10 seconds of small talk, you know? How long have you guys been here? 15 years. Wow, that's awesome. Then I transition right into me. Well, you know, I actually just have a really quick question for you. I always say that line. I just have a really quick question for you. And they're like, okay, I have a business right downtown here in Altoona, and I go through my little spiel. I have a business right downtown here in Altoona. And then I talked about that, and then I just wanted to stop by and drop off my business card. Then I hand them a business card. Then I continue with the rest of my pitch. Okay, so that's how I do it. Now, a couple of special case scenarios. You walk in, there's customers at the counter. What do? You walk around the store and look at things as if you are a customer. And you can do that for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Look at that as your break for the day. And so if you walk into a store where it's like there's not a big line of customers, there's just one customer at the counter, and then you just walk around the store. If you walk in and there's a line of people, get in line. And when it's your turn, you hand them your business card. You say, I just have a really quick question for you. And you do your whole spiel about that. You just, the only thing you skip is if there's a line of people and it's your turn, you don't say the whole thing about how long have you been here. You just go right into, I just had a really quick question for you. And you hand them your card, you know. The other thing is, Always make sure you have a reason for being there. If your reason is, I came here to sell you, that's a really bad reason. Your reason needs to be something like, I was actually in the area because I was checking on my client, you know, XYZ company, or I just came from installing a new credit card machine. You see the new EMV, the chip card terminals? They're like, yeah, oh yeah, well, I was installing one of those over here at this place, you know, and so that's why you stopped by. So there has to be a reason you stopped by. It's not just to sell them. What was the other thing I was gonna tell you? Oh yeah, so then what if you come in and there's people behind you, okay? You always go ahead and you wait your turn like any other customer would, and then you say what you're gonna say, and then you move on. Don't be nervous about the other people around. It's just you and the owner, okay? And if you can really focus in on that, you'd be surprised how many times the owner will say, this happened to me several times, the owner will say, hey, Susan, come here. Can you take this customer here? And they'll move to the side to have a conversation with you if they feel like what you're saying is interesting. And that's where it goes into what you're selling. Obviously, you've got to be selling something that's of interest to them. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get anywhere anyway. So that's really it today. I know that doesn't really sound like a lot of this, you know, it's just details. It's like little stuff. But if you're actually out in the field walking into businesses, it does matter how you do that. And hopefully those tips will help you today. So my name is James Shepherd.